Now for news from in and around the region, and firstly looking at news from across the country. And this morning, Mabel, time makes the wine.
We're in Tokoro this morning, and absolutely it does. How many times have you been to the doctors this winter, Brian, or the winter that's just passed?
Zero.
Oh, okay. This may not affect you then. But extremely long waiting times to see a doctor in Tokoroa has pushed the Waikato District Health Board to investigate and see what is going on. It's sparked by a patient at Tokoroa Medical Centre who waited over a month, 6 weeks, to see a doctor just for a sore throat.
Wow, that's
six
pretty
weeks.
Extreme.
I know. I thought I was bad having to wait 3 to 4 hours in South Auckland. So apparently Tokoroa has really struggled to attract medical professionals, and they've got quite an ageing population, and so there's an increasing number of people who are needing to see the doctors, but there apparently aren't enough doctors.
And from what I've seen and read over the years, this is actually quite common in the regions, trying to attract doctors, because I've read a number of adverts for doctors' positions or GP positions going in a lot of the in some regional towns, and you should see the money that they're being, you know, offered, and still not good enough to entice doctors into those particular regions. And then you look at, I think with this particular case as well, the merging of services due to a lack of maybe funding or that, and unfortunately for in this particular instance, I hope it's a one off, but this particular patient saying that it's actually quite common amongst Tokoroa patients.
I've read far too many stories on doctor shortage, and actually just a lot of shortages around the country, especially when it comes to health professionals. But I mean, 6 weeks just to see a doctor for a sore throat, that is pretty bad. I have to wait 3 to 4 hours sometimes to see a doctor in South Auckland, which I complain about, but then seeing this, I'm like, oh mate.
Yeah, I think the longest wait for an, what is it, when I maybe broke my arm a few years ago, and that was at the most, maybe 5-6 hours, and even then I was still being checked up on and giving, you know, pain medication until I could get, a cast put on and all that, but